I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It really is. I mean, we've had some really special games here, you know, and kind of felt similar to that. And a lot of them happen on Friday nights, it seems like, you know, Friday, Saturday night, where the crowd comes out and they've just been incredible. And it's been really cool to watch our young group of players who just come with energy every day, and that our fans take note of that and they show up and then give the boys energy and just kind of watch this thing grow into what's been a really special environment that has kind of allowed some really special things to happen.
Was there a point at all last year towards the tail end, maybe in spring training this year, that you thought that this team was capable of this type of turnaround?
Yeah, you know, I think one, this group has had internal belief, really going back to last year, second half, as we got some of these young guys up and, you know, continue to surround them with some really good veteran guys. There's just internal belief that we were going to be good. And really from day one, I believe that we were a good team. And certainly just in the sense of when you think about what a team is and communication and support for each other and relationships and accountability and hard work and all the things that make a team good, they have all those things. And then on top of that, they're really talented too and really good guys that just go out there and play hard. So we thought we had something special. We knew we had a good team. And it's just been really cool to see it unfold where we're in the position we are now.
Speaking of relationships, what is your relationship like with Andy Green? Because I know you guys crossed paths when you guys were with the Cubs.
Yeah, Greeny is one of the guys that I've learned so much from. And as I think about, you know, the people that I've come across that have really helped me be in the position I am here, where I have the opportunity to manage the White Sox, Andy is one of those guys, you know. And I was able to be on staff with him with the Cubs, and he was a guy that really instantly took me under his wing. He's just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, his baseball IQ is through the roof. I mean, he knows strategy and baseball as well as anybody I've ever been across. So, to be able to tap into him was huge. He's also a great guy and has been great to my family. His family's amazing. So I feel very fortunate I was able to cross paths with Greeny.
You've jumped around to different organizations to get to this point, but Bruce Bochy with Texas, what is it like working with a guy like Boch and learning under, I mean, a guy that is, you can make the argument, one of the top five managers of all time?
Yeah, Boch is the man. I mean, we could talk a lot about Boch for a long time because he really is such a special guy. I think the first thing with Boch that really sticks out is he's just such a caring person, and that he's so good with understanding individuals and their needs and just what they're going through, you know. And to watch him, you know, set the environment that allowed people to be who they are and be comfortable, it was just amazing. And then you get to sit there and you get to talk about baseball decisions in game with him, and there's, I mean, 15 things in game that I learned from him every single day. And then watching him handle players and create an environment for players, I mean, it was just amazing experience and another huge stop for me, and an important person that's made an impact on just not just baseball but my life, you know.
Few people can fathom going to an Ivy League school, also playing a sport, let alone playing two sports. How did you balance that?
It took me a while. I couldn't balance it my first year, so I didn't play baseball. But you know, I think you just learn and you got to figure it out. And some things you are able to figure out how to prioritize. Some things have to take a back seat. And yeah, you just kind of get through it. You know, I'm not sure that I did any one thing there very well because it was just so spread thin. But I think that's the point. You know, you go and you try and do challenging things and you figure out a way.
Will, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.